This is the Meet Me for Coffee podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Meet Me for Coffee, and we're going to dive deep into the world of music and creativity today. Today, I have the pleasure of sitting down with a powerhouse in the music scene, a talented drummer whose beats have reverberated through various bands. You might know him from Filter, his work in Black Label Society. His name is Jeff Fab. How's it going, man?
I'm doing all right, man. Now, how much do I owe you for saying all that nice stuff about me?
We'll talk about that after the show.
Good job.
Yeah. It's called blood money. The mafia used to use it when they tried getting their music on the radio earlier. You got your coffee there. How do you take your coffee?
Black.
Awesome. All right, cool. I got my coffee right here. Nice. The old Tim Hortons. And I don't know if you ever tried that up here in Canada, but it's a...
Of course.
Yeah, it's a big staple. It's cheaper than Starbucks. And sometimes it tastes better than Starbucks, to be honest with you. And it's... people go there, they flock there. And on a day like today, your single's coming out. It's March the 8th, a very big day here in Canada. And for hockey fans across the nation, it's NHL trade deadline day, which is like the deadline for all trades to come in for NHL. And then after that, the playoffs will start in a few weeks after. So coffee and hockey go hand in hand. And of course, music, my friend. We're here to talk about your brand new single.
Well, we're definitely not here to talk about the Islanders, are we?
No, we're not.
I was just kidding. Yeah.
Your new single is called See No Evil. And just some background information on you. You began drumming at a young age, and maybe this is kind of a sidestep for you, but this single, See No Evil, was very good. I've heard it. Coming up to this day, and this is one of two other singles coming out, and you mentioned possibly a full length.
Yeah, definitely gonna do that. I just figured I would release some singles just to make it interesting for people, you know, keep it fresh. I feel like people need to be refreshed more often these days, so I figured why not. So yeah, I'm gonna probably release the full length in the summer sometime before Black Label starts up again. But yeah, we're going to release probably four or five singles before that.
Okay. So COVID, there was a bit of a look in the mirror for you there. And what happened in COVID? Why did you all of a sudden want to start writing your own material?
It was like kind of a long time coming. I mean, like a number of years before that, I was playing more guitar, starting to kind of try to write songs more and just dabbling. I didn't have any recording equipment though, so I couldn't like really like record myself and then listen back a lot. So I'd have to go to my friends and do that. But during this time, I had, you know, I got Pro Tools and stuff. I actually had it for a while, but I never used it, you know, and during COVID, I just started recording myself more, you know, and it was like one of those practice things. I mean, I guess, you know, like you listen to yourself back and it's like there, the proof's right there. There's no lying, you know, there's not somebody there like blowing smoke up your ass like, yeah, it sounds great. Or somebody going, it sounds like shit. You can hear it for yourself, you know. So it was kind of like that. And I was just practicing, you know, I was just basically just like, oh, I'd write something, record it. And I'd be like, oh, that sounds like shit, you know, more than that. Then it sounded good, you know, I did. In the beginning, and I would just kind of re-record and like, oh, look, let me play guitar harmony. And then being in Black Label, I've learned a lot more guitar playing and like kind of like theory and things like that, especially through JD, you know, John DeServio. He is he's like my music teacher, you know, like my personal music teacher. I like say I went to the music school of JD because he went to Berkeley, and he's just like a wealth of knowledge. And they all are, Zachy and Dario. So I just started practicing more with them, you know, on the bus and doing that. And it kind of just, so when COVID hit, I was home more, you know, obviously, and we all were, and I was just playing more guitar. And that's basically where it began, right there. Okay. I had stuff kind of in the tank, but I wrote way more.
Are you planning on doing any live performances too?
Yeah, I would love to, you know, I don't have any dates set, but I would like to do some, you know, especially if we have some time off, I'm going to try to do as much as I can, you know,
Yeah, it's always good to keep your mind going. I mean, I know you're behind the kit and maybe not get up that in front of a crowd in the way that maybe Zach does. And it's a different perspective, right? What different elements do you think that would, you know, make you a bit nervous about fronting your own project?
I think it's just thinking about it makes you nervous. I think once you're up there doing it, it'll be fine. You know, but the mind will freak you out a little bit. I think maybe I'll just bring drumsticks up there with me and throw them out, you know, just to make it look feel like I'm doing. No, I'm just kidding. But like, you know, I don't know. I mean, if I think about it, I'm kind of like, wow, that's going to be weird, you know, but I'll get through it. I'll figure it out. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you'll be fine as well. It's just the first couple or, you know, you just kind of hoping there's no mistakes or technical difficulties. And
I'll just blame it on the drummer.
Mm-hmm. Now, for Black Label Society, I know you probably take some of this experience with you as you go into your own solo project. Do you guys, like, when you guys practice or rehearse, I know there's a difference between practicing, it'd be just by yourself at your house. Rehearsing is rehearsing with everybody. That's what I learned from a few people in River of the Nile. Do you guys coordinate your performances, like, in some way, shape, or form? And, like, say for example, like guitar solo is happening and like this moment's going to happen, that moment's going to happen. Like,
no, only that, like, you know, there's a set, you know, and obviously there are, you know, there's a few different, there's changeovers and things like that. But there's no choreographic things going on as far as, you know, I mean, I guess maybe like, you know, it's just the things that we always do, right? So it's like, oh, you see Zach get up on the ego riser, put his guitar up in the air. It's like, you know, not to go count off a song until he looks at you. You know what I mean? It's kind of like things that we've been doing for years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty much that. So we're all pretty much hip to the what's going on as far as that goes.
He's still lifting weights and drinking coffee, eh?
Dude, he's freaking shredded wheat right now.
Yeah, and I saw him part of this guitar tour. I was like with Steve Vai, Tosin Abasi, and who was Ingrid Malmsteen, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? I've always enjoyed Zach's playing, and I'll never say anything bad about him because there is nothing for me to say about him that's bad. Ingrid Malmsteen, for me, was... It was the icing on the cake, but I could only last like maybe 5-10 minutes of listening to that stuff. But just the way Tosin Abasi and the whole contrast, that whole lineup just sat up on stage and played with each other. It was like amazing. And I've seen him with Ozzy, and I've seen you guys, Black Label Society. It was like 10 years ago, but you know, I definitely remember your performances. So what are some of your most memorable lessons that you've learned in considering you're going to be performing your solo stuff right now? What are some of the lessons and things that you need to keep in mind going into promoting this record live?
Never add too much salt to my beef. I'm sorry. You're actually talking about music. my lessons in life through music. Well, I mean, a lot of them came from making mistakes, you know, and then like making it so it didn't seem like I made any mistakes when I could, you know what I mean? A lot of lessons were learned that way for me. A lot of lessons were watching what to do and what not to do. Maybe, you know, like I always tell kids that are getting gigs and stuff, like, cause there's so many great players, dude. Right. I mean, you go on YouTube and it's like, these kids are ripping, you know what I mean? So the majority of kids nowadays are like beyond awesome. So, and I watch most of them, you know, on YouTube every day. So I try to just tell like kids, like, yeah, I know you're great. You're great. You know what I mean? But be cool, because you're going to be living with these guys and no one's going to want to do, they don't care that you're that good, really. I mean, yeah. They're not going to keep you because you're that good, because there's a million other people and they'd rather get somebody that's not as good as you, that can get the job done, you know, that can play the songs, that can hang.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like, I never really had an issue with that, though, because I always liked hanging. You know what I mean? Like, hanging was always part of my MO. So, but I know I've known some dudes that it's kind of difficult for. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah,
that's definitely been a lesson learned for sure.
Well, I've talked to you in the past. You're pretty outgoing, so I don't think you're not hard to hang out with, right? You know, the first time we spoke earlier about the Protest the Hero tour, I saw you brushing your teeth in the washroom, and I was taking a piss, but like I walked by, I was like, "Hey man, how's it going?" You're like, "Good, whatever."
Yeah.
We talked for a bit, walked out. The other time was like, I think I just saw you outside of the bus or something like that. I said, "Hi." You don't remember me, cause like, there's probably so many people that you interact with, and you're probably pretty tired. So how do you keep like going and like have the stamina of being in shape mentally and physically on a tour like that?
Well, physically, it's just the drumming every night, you know? I mean, just that alone is like, I mean, I don't even know how many calories I'm burning. But, and then like the after like energy of playing a show, you know, you're just like wired for, that's why I can't go to sleep for a long time, especially when we're like headlining or something like that. I can't fall asleep until I'll be up with JD until like 4 or 5 in the morning, just watching Bonanza, you know, like, because it's just, I'm like wired, you know? So to me, it's really easy, honestly. Like it's not hard at all. You know what I mean? I love it. So to me, it's just, you know, obviously when you get sick or something like that, like that's a bummer because there's no calling out, you know, you got to play. So if you get the flu and you got 103 fever, you're going to be up there playing, you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
you almost beat it out of you, right?
That's it. You got to just sweat it out, you know? So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Otherwise it's just like, you know, it's kind of like, you just got to find things to do when you're not playing, really. That's kind of what it is to keep yourself like occupied when you're just sitting around.
What do you do? Do you work out? Do you, you know?
I do a little bit of that. I'll do like try to go out and like just go see where we are. I like to do that. That's really what I love to do. Like Dario and I, we'll just go roll. We'll find some places, and no matter where we go, we're like, yo, let's go check that out, you know, or let's go check this out, because I don't know. To me, it's like, that's part of it. You know, you get to see all these places in the world, and it's like, you might as well go see what you can while you can, because you never know if you'll ever see it again, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever done like a specific theme? Like, let's go find a pizza place in this town, and then the next town pizza place again, and see how that pizza is.
Cool. That would be cool. But, we have our food spots though. Definitely. We have our food spots. And, a lot of it's kind of like, oh, let's go see this monument, or let's go see this, you know, whatever. It's a lot of it's like the historical kind of, we'll go see some things like that. And that's always interesting, you know?
Yeah, man. It's just so many cool things you can actually do while you're on tour, right? I mean, you're away from home, your family. That must be hard. How do you deal with those relationships when you're
the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
No, but you know, I mean, I'm fine with it, man. I mean, cause it's like, I just know, like, you know, that's it's like, especially as you get older, like I always talk about this, like, it's like time flies, you know, you know it. Well, we got 2 more shows left of this whole tour. And it's like, I'm going home for, you know, so now it just seems like I don't really think about any of that much. Cause I know before I know it, I'll be playing that last show and I'll be going home and I'll be like, oh, cool, I'm home. And then like a week goes by and I'm like, all right, I want to do something. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And you're pretty antsy and people can see that. And when you guys rehearse, like how often do you guys rehearse? You just rehearse just before you guys go back on the road or?
Yeah. And then our rehearsing consists mostly of making knockout videos. I'm sure you've seen some of those.
And, you know.
Most of our rehearsing is Zach knocking us out.
Hey, you got to keep these entertaining, right?
Yeah, it keeps them in shape.
Yeah, yeah. Those big biceps, it'd be hard just to lose them, right?
We want to keep them in, you know, up at warm. We want to keep them warm.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever crossed paths with Ozzy at all?
I saw him at Zach's and Barb's son's wedding. So I saw Ozzy there.
Wonderful.
Had one of those moments too where, and I still do this, you know, because growing up I had Zach on my wall, I had Ozzy on my wall, I had posters of all these guys, you know, and I was sitting there and I was looking at those two and I was like, man, did you ever think, yeah. did your 9-year-old self ever think that you would be sitting at a wedding with these guys, you know, like,
yeah. There's like, you growing up as a young kid, you're taking like mental shots of like women and stuff like that. And it's like, you have like the other side of you that loves like rock and roll and metal. And like, you see that person and it's like, holy cow. Like, you know,
totally. It's so cool to see just like Zach and everything he's done in his life and his career. He's my buddy too. And it's just like, he's an inspiring dude, you know?
Yeah. And you've got to be down to earth too, right? And that's what I find a lot more with people who are in, you know, rock and metals. Like, you can just talk to them. Like, you can go hang out with them during the show or after the show. And they're just normal people. Everybody's a normal person, but.
Totally. Zach will talk to anybody, man. He'll talk to anybody. He's very, very talkative. He's engaging. He's a total cool dude. He really is. He's an example of how not to be a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like his caliber, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like, wow, he's great to everybody. And that's mm-hmm. how it should be.
Yeah. Shred Master Supreme. That's what we used to call him when we were kids.
Headmaster, but also like bluesy and like soulful and funky. And like, he's just got everything going on, you know, in his point. Yeah.
And he's got that signature sound and he's versatile. And on top of it, I think that, you know, there's a lot of guitar players that, you know, they play the same kind of thing over and over again as the same solo or the same whatever. And Zach is able to like switch it all up and mesh into different genres, step into different bands like Pantera and, you know, just emulate things. So that just goes to show you that, you know, for a guy who's been around for so long, he's so versatile. I think he's so underrated because when you talk about like top guitar players, you know, top five, like he should maybe be number 6 or number 5. Like there's so much he's done in comparison to like, you know, Slash. And so I see Slash and Zach Wilde and I see what Slash has done. And I look at what Zach's done. It's like, those guys are almost, they're almost right there together. Right. And it's great to talk about that because I am a huge Zach fan and huge Slash fan as well.
Yeah. His songwriting too, man, is awesome. I mean, he's a great songwriter, a great lyricist. Like he's the real deal, man.
And I feel like he learned a lot from Ozzy, and I still have, where was I? I have a ripped DVD. There used to be a record store in my hometown that would like just rip live concerts. And I believe it's one of Zach's first shows with Ozzy, where he's playing with his shirt off and like at a Budokan or what it's called. What's it called? Yeah. What's it called?
I know. Yeah. He's got the black leather bell bottoms on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I bought that and that was like $15 at the time. And I still have it at my parents' house. I should pick it up and watch it again. It was definitely an eye awakening to watch that. I was a huge Ozzy fan and huge Randy Rhoads fan. I spoke to Rudy Sarzo a few weeks back and now like, I feel like Zach would be the next one to talk to, you know? So
out of that, you got to get him on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, we got to talk more about your music. So we got the release today. Doing any celebrations for your music?
I'm just like trying to like just say thank you to everybody and like all of the Black Label fans that support me, and they're just like the best, and they like they'll reshare my stuff. So anytime they do that, and they're everywhere, you know, the Graveyard Disciples and the Hell's Kitchens and all of them, they every time they like share something, I always want to like personally send them a message and be like, yeah, with the love and the hearts, because it's really, we got the best fans in the world, man. We really do. And it's like, it's cool that they support me too, you know? And, I'm just doing a lot of that. I'm still writing. So I'm writing for the other songs. You know what I mean? I have enough material right now, but I keep writing stuff and then I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know what I mean? Let me try to finish this. So I'm like constantly working, you know, which I got to tell you, like I got a lot of that watching Zach too, because like he is like a songwriting machine. Like we go to write a record and he's like, he'll write 40 songs like that. Like, and then he'll write another 10 more, you know what I mean? So like, I always joke, I'm on like number 39, like this is the last one. And he's like, the door opens and he's got five more for you. You know what I mean?
Let's get the coffee in you. Let's get it going. You know,
it's like part of it. I guess it's like, you know, the part of being creative. He loves being creative. I love it too. So I'm never stopping, I guess, because I'm making videos. I'm doing all of this on my own. You know, I'm doing all the Spotify promotion, except I am having help with some of the PR this time with my girl Raquel, who's killing it. And so, yeah, you know, I mean, that's it. I'm just grinding. I'm grinding. I would tell like any kids that too, just like, there's no excuse, you know, like every day you got to be like, what am I doing to further myself today? If I've done anything, you got to be honest with yourself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe the word is tunnel vision, right? And that's Zach's so focused, right? Like, and when he's shifting from priority to priority, he's always like, he's got it all down. And, by the way, like how many songs does Black Label have in the tank now? Just, you know, from just demoing and demoing, demoing, probably tons, right?
What, through the whole career?
No, like just.
Oh, this album?
Yet to be released.
Oh my God. There's tons.
Yeah.
That's songs that never get used, you know? That's what I'm saying, because he'll just write and write and write and write, because you never know, you know? You never know. Like you might write two more that don't make it, but then that one after those two. That was the magic one. Now that made the record, you know what I mean? So it's, I always just say, keep going. You know
that's
what I mean?
Absolutely fantastic, man. Like that's, I've always thought it's because being in a band from my past is, you know, you have like six songs, you try and write 10 and it's like, you go play a show and then maybe you play those same songs for like a year, but you're not writing other ones. So like, you know, having that revolving door of songs with, hey, maybe we'll put this one in there. We'll play four or five songs that they know. We'll throw another one in there that they don't know. See how they like it. Is that how you guys test things out?
No. We'll just write, record. And then Zach will like just listen down and be like, okay, these are the ones I feel like are going to be on the record.
That's awesome.
And that'll be that.
Yeah. So you got your whole process is all streamlined and whatever. Do you feel any like, you know, from drumming, like, you know, we talk about keeping in shape and whatever. Are you doing any exercises to maybe not have yourself cramp up and stuff before shows?
Well, I play drums every day. You know what I mean? So I'm playing along with the guitar, the bass, and I'm making the dinner, taking out the garbage. You know what I mean? I'm doing it all, you know, all day long. So I feel like I'm playing all day. You know what I mean? Not a show though. So it's different. You know, you go out and then you have your adrenaline pumping and you got a headbang, and I'm not doing that down here, you know, in my studio. I'm not headbanging and playing, you know what I mean? And doing all that. So that's a whole nother ball game that you just can't, I can't prepare myself for that until I'm actually out there doing it. Really?
Yeah. I think when you come to Toronto, I'm going to figure out a way to find out how many calories you burn.
Yeah, we got to do it, man.
Yeah.
I could probably do it on the steps, right? On the phone or something. I don't know if I could do that.
Well, we probably have to wear like a Fitbit or something, or like some.
You're going to have to put those things over me.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. And then
EKG.
Then following that show, we're going to have to go make sure you eat that amount. You'll be wired. So yeah, I think that's a goal. I have a way of contacting you now. So like, I'm going to figure that out. I would love to figure out how much you burn in the show.
We're going to make it, we'll make it a thing.
Yeah. But dude, there's gotta be some type of number. I know, Barry Kirch was talking about
2,500 calories, maybe
2,500 calories.
I would guess maybe, I mean, would have to be.
Yeah, it has to be.
It's like drenched after that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know, but I could be wrong. You know, it could be less or it could be more.
Yeah. Well, because you get your adrenaline, like I was assuming your nerves are up there. You're like, when you start sweating on average, like the fifth song or the seventh song, like.
It all depends too, because if the lights are like, or if the lights are hot or something like that, it could be like immediate, you know, but I got to tell you, I like it a little hot. I will say that, like right out of the gates, because as I'm getting older, it's easier on my shoulders. You know what I'm saying? And like my joints, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, do you have a like a ritual you do before your shows?
A little stretching here, you know what I mean? A little stretching and this kind of stuff. And, you know, that kind of sit on the floor a little bit and stretch my legs out a little bit. And then like, I'm kind of always hitting the sticks all day a little bit here and there. So I don't sit there like, I don't do that. You know, I won't sit there and I'll warm up a little bit before we play. I just feel warm anyway. We play every night. So I'm just kind of like, all right, I'm ready. You know, like, I don't know. Definitely like the head banging. Well, that can make me hurt a little bit.
And how do you wind down after a show?
I sit with my good friend JD and we watch Bonanza.
There's only so much of that you can watch. So
seems like it's endless.
You start watching it on reverse too.
Yeah. We'll watch Bonanza. We'll watch some, all the stuff from the '70s, all those old shows from the '70s and, you know, Sanford and Son and like all that stuff.
Yeah. Like the partying thing gets old pretty fast, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't drink.
Yeah.
Anything. You know what I mean? So for me, I punched out a little while ago with that. You know, I punched the clock out on that. But I don't know how I would be feeling now. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel great. I mean, I really do. Like, I mean, I hurt a little bit, but I could only imagine I'd be hurting a little bit more being hungover and stuff. And I don't know.
Yeah. It's almost like there's a lot of bands that have stepped away from drinking and, you know, just been more serious about working out and been a bit more tunnel vision, and that helps them keep together. And there's no miscommunication between members and no people fighting and whatever like that. So
it really eliminates a lot of problems for some who have problems. You know what I'm saying? Like some people are fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't really affect their life. And then some it does, you know, for the ones it does. And when you stop, you'll realize like, wow, I really don't have any issues anymore.
Absolutely.
Well, I do. I'm crazy, but besides that, I don't have any issues with people, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. There's a lot of crazy tales when alcohol and drugs get involved and stuff like that. And it's good to hear that people are clean and, you know, they're serious about their craft and, you know, putting on a good performance is definitely what matters in this case, right?
Yeah.
And thing
that still matters, you know, even though everything has changed so much, you know, like with streaming platforms and all these different ways that we listen to music and all this stuff has changed, but really that has not changed. Like what really matters is going out there, playing the show, putting on a good show that people come back to the shows and then buy the t-shirts, you know? I mean, really, that's still what it's all about.
Or a vest.
Or a hat.
Yeah.
With a horse on it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Like you guys have a great fan base and I've realized that many times. I don't have a vest yet, but,
get the vest, man.
I gotta get a vest. I don't ride a motorcycle though. I don't, you know, I don't, you know,
you got a motorcycle or anything?
A bicycle.
We wear it on the bike.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are all together. What's that?
A 10 speed or a BMX?
A 10 speed. Yeah.
It's cool. All right. Yeah, it's good. That'll look all right.
Yeah. It's got those little skinny wheels, like the ones that are like the racing wheels, but
it's all in your attitude when you're riding it.
Yeah, exactly. It just acts all serious.
Start just mad dog everybody when you're riding it.
Well, you know what? It's just, you guys have a great fan base. You guys are all there for each other. And it's almost like, a family. Zach calls it a family. Hey, family. It's like, okay. This is great, right? A lot of fan bases don't get together and, you know, celebrate each other and stuff like that, like the BLS family does. And I'm happy that you guys have accepted me at your meetings. I feel like it's a meeting or a celebration every time I go there because everybody's there to see BLS and all the other bands you guys bring with you. So what are the plans for 2024 and on?
Well, 2024, we got the Berserkus for Black Label. We got the Berserkus Fest in September, which is going to be awesome. And then I believe that the new Black Label record is coming out 2025. I can, can't give you an exact date, but that's what I'm hearing. And I'm sure that we'll be out firing it up and touring. So that's what I'm hearing.
Awesome. Any last words you have to say to your fans and anything else about your solo stuff?
Yeah, you can keep track of me through all my Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Just go to Jeff Fab. All my songs are on the streaming platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, YouTube. I got my videos that I do are all on YouTube. And I just can't thank everyone enough for just like listening and giving me their feedback. And hopefully, I'm inspiring some people,
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.